Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Ah, yeah, you know what it is. Hard worker, scrappy, unfiltered, and sometimes unhinged football content. Hard to explain, but you know it when you see it. Doing it daily our way. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Redraft and Dynasty Fantasy Football, we got you covered. You know their defense is ranked like 31st in the NFL? NFL draft prospects and rookies? Now you know you're in the right place for that.
Absolutely.
All right, then stop saying it! Then we're done! And prop bets with my man Jay Rich?
Count that money, man!
Now wipe the crust out of your eyes, get you a cup of coffee. It's time to wake your ass up with Ray G. You honestly are making absolutely no sense and you sound silly as hell. Let's get it. Good morning, 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 good people! Monday, June 27, 2022. Y'all decided to wake y'all asses up with Ray G. And for that, I appreciate you. Shout out to the sponsors. Shout out to the partners, Prize Picks. Use the promo code WAKEUP for 100% deposit match for first-time depositors up to $100. Use the promo code WAKEUP. You can find the link in the description. Jay Rich is putting out MLB content damn near daily. We've got WNBA popping off, NFL futures. There's esports, all types of dope stuff that you can tap into. So get the free money. Use the promo code WAKEUP. How y'all doing this morning, man? Y'all are up bright and early on this fine Monday. I see Richard in the building, Dynasty Barry, Ty, good morning, Mike, AJ, Peters, Ja Webb, Eric V, my boy Eric in the building, Johnny, Dalton, Tyler's in the building, JP, Marlon, good morning, Patrick, Fizzle Dollars, how you doing, Joe, what's up, my girl? Where's my boy at? Where's the co-host of this bad boy, Jay Rich? What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing? You know, you had a little announcement yesterday. How you doing, my man?
Yeah. So for those of y'all that didn't see it, your boy GQ was partnering up with the Draft Network, man. So I'm going to be bringing some fantasy content over there as their lead fantasy analyst at the Draft Network. Shout out to, I mean, their entire team is just freaking awesome, yeah. Jay. I mean, the funny thing is, this has been going on for like a year and a half trying to work all of this out. With TDN, but patience, right? Patience, make sure the timing is right. The CEO, Paige DeMarcos, is freaking awesome. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Jamie Eisner, Damian Parson, Carmen, Brooke. I mean, the whole squad, Keith, there's a bunch of people I'm excited to get to do some draft content and talking about Dynasty from a different angle, right? Really just talking about the nuts and bolts of what makes NFL teams successful, and maybe some of the small nuanced things that we don't pay as much attention to in the fantasy space, like who the hell is watching offensive linemen worried about a running back, right? But that those kinds of things matter. So to be able to dive into Dynasty and how to build a good Dynasty roster from more of a football standpoint, just it's a dope fit, man. I'm excited about it. Once we get everything lined up and the schedule, I'll let everybody know. And nothing changes for us, Jay. We talk a little greasy on this show. I don't know if the Draft Network is ready for all of that yet. So nothing changes with Wake Up. Nothing changes with DD. This is just in addition to the things that we're already offering the people, man. So really excited about that. You know me, Jay. I'm not into that.
I know.
I'm not an announcement guy. That's just not me.
I had to
man.
Throw it in there quickly, but you nailed the hat on the head, right? You said everything that had to be said. When we get more details, we'll share that all with you guys, of course. But obviously excited for you, man. It's an awesome opportunity. I'm an awesome company. You know, even for me, I've been talking about them for a while, and I loved the fit with you there. So very excited for that. But getting into the news, though, if you want to get into the news, because I know you want to talk about Jaden Rashada, because his NIL deal, $8.5 million to go to Miami, is just absurd. And I think the more interesting thing for me, Ray, is it's the biggest one, I think, that's been reported, but what is the cap for some of these deals, do you think? Because at this point, you know, I talked about, I think, with Felix Sharp on Twitter, just like replying to one of his threads, he's talking about how players aren't going to be incentivized to go to the NFL anymore. And, you know, like, if someone's paying you $2 million a year, $3 million a year to stay an extra year in college, like, there is no reason to pass that up. Like, I don't really care how high you think you're going in the draft. There's really no reason to turn that money down, right? We don't know what Arch Manning is going to get to go to Texas. We don't know. And this guy's, I think he was what, the number one dual threat recruit and the seventh ranked quarterback? It wasn't like he was number one or number two. Yeah. The seventh ranked quarterback and turned down $11 million from the Gator Collective of Florida. college football is a different animal. People say the NFL, they get paid. The NFL clearly needs to step up their money, because college football is going to catch them real quick and really de-incentivize players to go to the NFL. They're going to get paid, you know, $1 million a year, $900,000 if they're second, third round picks. It's just not the route you really want to go right now financially. And for a lot of these guys who are coming from places where maybe they don't have a lot of money, it's smart to stay. It really is, if you're going to make that kind of money in college.
Yeah, and Jay, you said it too inside of what you were talking about. This was not the top ranked quarterback. This was not the perfect prospect according to 24/7 Sports. He wasn't even the top position player in his class. What, $8.5 million, $9.5 million? It's something that if you play in C2C leagues, if you play in Devy leagues, or even if you're looking forward to the next draft classes, it's something that I think is going to impact things in the future. We will see. It's hard pressed for me to believe. Let's just take Malik Willis, for example, right? And what if he got correct draft information, or Sam Howell, that they weren't going to be first round picks or second round picks? In hell, in Sam Howell's case, not even a third round pick. And a booster at North Carolina said, we'll pay you $10 million to come back and run it back and try to win the ACC with us. I mean, those are things that these players are going to have to take into consideration and give a lot of thought to. We're not talking about, you know, 50 grand here, 100 grand. And for us, that's big money. But for these cats, we're talking about millions of dollars, right? Like, Rashada with 8.5, what is it? 8.5, 9.5? How much was it?
Yeah, 8.5 million.
Man. That's money that if invested the right way, I mean, it set you up for right there.
It was 9.5.
That set you up for life, bro. So what I've said is I really want to see a contract. I want to see what it entails. Like, is that 9.5 for his entire career? Are there clauses in there? What if he turns out not to be good? Is that money guaranteed for him? How does it get paid out? Is it over 4 years? Is it over a 3 year period? I don't know. I haven't seen one. I don't think anybody truly knows. But you're giving up. It's insane. It's wild to even think about, Jay, for real, man.
Well, I think what's interesting about this, and we always talk about this with the NFL, and I think we do need to start paying attention to this. Like, whoever is the smart person in the room who says, I'm going to really start tracking this NIL money, it will probably be very fruitful for you. Because, Ray, when you think about it, man, like, this guy should be starting. Like, if he's not starting when, you know, because I think Tyler Van Dyke's going to start this season, obviously. But if he's not starting next season, we have a problem, right? Like, maybe there is a clause in his contract that he has to be the starter. But if you're paying a guy $10 million, like, he's going to be the starter, regardless of what happens, right? So, you know, and I think you could use this other ways. Like, if a running back transfers to another school and we're not sure if he's going to be the starter, if he has the highest NIL deal amongst the group, he's probably going to be the starter, right? We know college coaches have all this power. They like to weigh with an iron fist. But if the boosters are paying this guy $2 million to be there and everyone else is getting paid, like, you know, $100,000, I think the guy that's getting paid $2 million is going to be the starter, right? He's going to get the most touches. He's going to get the reps. So I think that is something, you know, like, we talk about it all the time in the NFL, follow the money. I think in college, man, if you're playing in C2C leagues, you might want to be trying to follow that money, because it may tell you more than you realize off the jump.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's no comparison to the NFL, right? But for some players that get the intel that they're not going to be drafted that high, right? I think it's a decision. It's not going to prevent them from going, but it may prevent them from going as a redshirt sophomore or their third season as a junior. They may say, you know what? I'm going to chill for another year. Like I'm using the most far off example, but Stetson Bennett. Right. Stetson Bennett won a national championship for Georgia, probably zero NFL future. He could have declared for the draft, been a seventh round pick, struggled to make a team, or become Georgia folklore legend. Right. He takes them back to the Final Four this year. He probably never has to look for a job in the state of Georgia again in his life. He'll be the next athletic director, head coach. Like, it's just made. Just stay chill. Make you a couple mil in college, and it opens up the door for those players who may not be projected to go as high. This is some landmark shit that we're on. I think this is big time stuff, man. We saw Arch Manning commit to the University of Texas. Who knows what he got?
Yeah,
I mean, literally Texas. I saw a tweet, Jay, that they're the only school, only P5 school that landed three perfect quarterback prospects, Ewers, Arch Manning, and Vince
And they're also
Young.
The only ones, right?
Yeah,
they're
the
also
only the ones. Only ones. Yeah, the only ones. This is big time stuff, man. You're sitting there, you're waiting for this junior to declare, and they're like, I'm going back for my senior season. So
It's going to be a big factor.
It is. This is, I can tell you, not from, I'm not guessing, I'm not thinking. I worked in college athletics for 6 years, man. Still got a lot of friends across different athletic departments across the country. This is for this is a serious thing that is going to continue. They're already trying to work safeguards into it to sort of protect these schools. I don't want to say protect the players because I don't really think they give a shit about the players, to be honest with you. But these cats are going to be inclined to cash out and maximize all their earning potential, which they should. What if these running backs start staying into their senior season because they want to get as much money guaranteed, we don't know, as they possibly can while the university is profiting millions off their net? It's big stuff, man. In law school, that was my dissertation. My thesis was, were collegiate athletes employees of the institution or just student athletes, right? And I argued back in 2011 that they were employees of the institution. And because they are employees, they should be privy to health benefits and salary compensation. And here we are 10 years after I wrote that. It's because of me, man. I wrote this at St. John's University, and the NCAA used some of my words and adopted this. So I'm happy, man. I'm happy to play a small role in these college athletes getting paid, Jay.
It's going to be interesting for sure. And I think of players, you know, just like any four-year starter, right? Sam Ehlinger is the guy that probably rings truest to me because he's still a Texas, like, legend, right? I think he was a four-year starter, at least a three-year starter. But a dude who just went and made a boatload of money in the NIL era as the starter for Texas. And you just think, man, like, now he's just a backup in the NFL. Like, if I was a quarterback who I knew wasn't going to be anything in the NFL, why would I even bother going? Give me my 8 to 10 mil as a starting quarterback in college football. And, like, why even declare for the draft if you know you're not going to make it? Like, maybe you try and be a backup, but I don't know, man. Like, you could just try and do other things with your life and just move on, man. You're going to make tons of money. I think it's going to be a real route for guys. Like, you know, you look at Jamarcus Russell, right? He went to the NFL, cashed out, and he dipped, right? Imagine if he could have got that money in college. He may not have even bothered with the NFL. He would have just cashed out that way.
To be fair, Russell was the number one overall pick. So he was projected to be that guy. I think the scary part is these guys, some of these cats are already not very bright already, just in college, right? Then you hand them $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. They're driving around college campuses in Lamborghinis at 18 years old.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like the best decision, in my opinion, but we shall see. Hopefully they got good people in the camps around it, and we'll continue to monitor this. You know, the college is a big part of what we do, Jay, big part of the show. I'm sure we will continue to follow this as we move forward, but we got to get into the mock. I know somebody in the YouTube comments, yes, if you listen, it doesn't start until 15 minutes into the show, all right? That's just, we had to get to it. We're probably not even going to finish the whole damn thing. We're going to go back to DLF. We liked their mock draft tool, right? It was straight. It was straight for the first time.
Yeah, it was really good.
Start with DLF. We got to pick our direction. So let's get in here. Let's pull up the wheel of direction and see which direction we are going to go for this startup. Where are we drafting out of, Jay? What slot are we?
108.
All right, drafting out of the 108 spot. And we've got to do a modified zero RB. 14 teams.
Not a 14 team. Oh, no.
Okay.
Ray, I thought we were done with the 14 team leagues ever since we did that auction draft. So we're doing a modified zero RB so we can take an RB early. But we don't want to take one late, and we got to get a quarter. Oh, this is going to be ugly.
This is
going to be disgusting.
Let's see. We'll go tight end premium, PPR. You want to go super flex?
We got to go super flex. We don't do single quarterback. We just don't. Super flex. If you want to do single quarterback, do it on your own time.
My fucking email's on here. Don't email me.
There
please.
We go.
Please don't email me. Please. Okay. We're drafting out of the 108 spot. Let's start the draft, Jay. Super flex, 14-team league. Somebody told us in the comments that zero RB means you can take running backs after round 3.
They did. That is the new rule. When running backs after round three, it's still a zero RB per the comments. So everyone, if you're a zero RB truther, take your RB in round four and just profit. Be happy.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Jay, but we'll see. Okay, here we go. All right. It looks good. Good job, DLF. So here we go. Mahomes, JT, Herbert, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, and Kyler off of the board to start the Superflex mock 14 team, modified zero RB. Let's see where we're going, Jay. We got Dak Prescott, Ja'Marr Chase, top running back is off the board. We're not even going to dive into Deshaun Watson yet. Najee Harris, we can't go running back. So it's Dak Prescott, Kyle Pitts, or one of the receivers. Where are we going right here?
This is the worst spot in the draft. I hate this spot so much. Ray, are you fine taking Dak? Like, I think I don't want to take Justin Jefferson or Chase. Love the guys, but it's not worth it to me to take those guys there. You could make the case for Najee if you want to. And I think
we can't do Najee. We're modified zero.
No,
RB.
Modified. So maybe we call it a hero RB, right? Maybe we do a hero RB where we take the stud running back. But in a 14 team, we can't pass Najee on a quarterback, man.
I think we could take Najee in modified zero RB. I think we can go Najee and then double back with a quarterback if you want to do that. I think that's fair.
Ooh, but who are we going to double back? Okay. All right. Try it. Yeah. We'll try Najee here. It's a 14 team. It's going to be ugly.
I know.
It's going to be ugly because I kind of want to take Dak and then you hope. Oh, then you hope like Matt Stafford comes back.
I probably should have taken the quarterback. But we went Najee Harris, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Deshaun Watson, and Kyle Pitts. That looks like a round one. That looks like what some people would do. AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Swift, DK, Debo, Russell Wilson, we're back up, Jay. Now we have
to
go
quarterback for sure. Oh, we have no choice.
Okay.
No choice. Are you taking Trevor Lawrence?
No.
Thank you. No. So is Matt, I'm assuming Matt Stafford's there, right?
Trey Lance is there. Jalen Hurts is there. 14-team league. Where are we going?
I got to take Stafford for the security of knowing he's going to be good. Or do you want to go upside and take our more safe guy as a Cousins, a Derek Carr, an Aaron Rodgers? I don't know.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts. Or a Lance. If this were my team, I'd be taking Jalen Hurts right here. Let me see what the comments are saying. What do we do? I think it's Hurts. Yep, Lance or Hurts. I'm not taking Matt Stafford at the top of the second in the startup. Can't do it, man. I know he's good. Great.
I'm in with Jalen. Give me Jalen Hurts. If I'm picking between Lance or Hurts, I like Hurts for sure.
What's up with people are really on some not feeling Trey Lance thing, man? Have I missed something? I'm confused, man. Why are people so down on Trey?
I don't know. It's not that people. I don't know. People are maybe just realizing that he has to show us something, right? He looked pretty good last year, but we got to see a little bit more from him for sure. Wow, only one quarterback off the board? Damn, son.
Okay, third round. So here we go. So after we took Hurts, Javonta Williams, Christian McCaffrey, a lot of people, man, I'm seeing a lot of Javonta Williams naysayers out there too as to why Javonta Williams should be ranked as a top three, top four dynasty running back. I don't think I'd go that far, but a lot of naysayers out there on Javonta for whatever reason because Melvin's there. CMC, T-Law, Drizzy Drake, London, and his value just keeps going up and up and up. T. Higgins, Stephon Diggs, Jalen Waddle, Mark Andrews. This is tight end premium. Oh, J.K. Dobbins, Chase. There goes your boy, J.K. Dobbins. Nick Chubb, Deontay Johnson, Travis Etienne, Saquon Barkley, and Breece Hall off of the board. We're up at the 308 spot. Let's see what we got. Quarterbacks, Trey Lance, Stafford, Rodgers, Fields, running backs. I don't think we can do it. It's modified zero RB. There's a bunch of them left. And then wide receivers, we got Adams, Hill, McLaurin, DJ Moore, your boy Chris Godwin, Keenan Allen, and then tight ends, Kelsey, Kittle, Hockenson, Waller. All right, Jay, what are we doing? We got Hurts and Najee Harris. Feel like we got to go back to quarterback, man. I know you're not a big Trey Lance fan, but if Lance is there, you got to take him in the third, which you see him going in the third in Dynasty Startups now. Some people take him.
Yeah, a little bit earlier even.
Yeah, but yeah, I've seen him fall. Would you take him at the third? Stafford or Lance? What are you doing? Your team, Jalen Hurts, Najee Harris, Trey Lance, or Matt Stafford? Where are we going?
If it was my team, I would take Stafford, but I'm fine taking Lance. It's just, for me, it's the volatility of Lance and Hurts is a little bit difficult for me. But again, I play with certain levels of risk, right? And I think that you're looking at a very, you know, a super high ceiling, but a very low floor from two guys on your roster, two guys that you need a lot of points from, especially in a 14-team league. So that's really just the strategy behind it, right? Like, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of like, okay, I could take Stafford, who I think is a little bit safer, you know. And then the other thing I was looking at is if we take Adams, we could probably double back with Carr in the fourth and get a Carr and Adams stack, which would be pretty good and pretty safe as well from the standpoint of those two guys.
Well, we went Trey Lance, and Devontae Adams did come right off of the board, as well as Matthew Stafford. So Tyreek Hill, Adams, McLaurin, Dalvin Cook, Stafford, Pittman, Eckler, Kelsey, Rodgers, Fields, Moore, and Mixon. I like the squad right now, Jay.
Oh, man, Mixon.
I know. Mixon's off, but we got Najee. We got Najee, Jalen, and Trey. That's a pretty nice core, bro, to start.
Very good. And
that's
super young.
I'm very happy with this, and I'm glad that we're not stuck with Tua, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. I do like Derek Carr. Kirk Cousins, solid for this season as well. Let's look at the running backs. We got Alvin Kamara, who's bracing for a six-game suspension. King Henry, Akers. We're seeing people get back on the Akers train here lately. Wide receivers, we got Godwin, Allen. We're not going to go Godwin. We're not going to go Allen. No Judy, no Brown. Can I interest you in some George Kittle here? Tight end premium. We've got Trey Lance, probably primary guys, him and Deebo Samuel. As far as pass catcher, still 28 years old, tight end premium, 1.5, 2 points per reception. Can I interest you in some George Kittle here? We've already seen Andrews off of the board. We saw Travis Kelce go. Is this George Kittle time?
I think based on what we're seeing on the board, absolutely. I don't love Kittle. You know, I hope he's a guy. He's going to stay healthy all year. But I think, you know, we talk about ceiling tight ends. He's right up there with the top guys. Waller, obviously another guy who can definitely reach for a top five, top one even ceiling. But I do like Kittle a lot. It's just, you know, the injuries are a little concerning for me with Kittle. He hasn't quite been as healthy as we hoped, but he's super talented. And hopefully with Lance, he can really take off this season and have a lot of good games.
It's a good mock. What do you think about Pittman in the third round, 314? And I know if it's a 12-team league that puts him at the 402. Pittman's value is creeping up and up and up, man.
It's high, man.
Is it too high?
I mean, it's tough, man. You know, you look at what he's done with his quarterbacks. He's so talented. But in a lot of ways, and I told you this before, I think the problem with Pittman is I don't see the value ceiling that you see from the guys ahead of him, the AJ Browns, the Cooper Cups, Metcalfs, you know, Deebo Samuel. Like, these are guys I just think have a higher value ceiling. And that's the tough part for Pittman. Are people really going to pay second round value for him when you're drafting him in the third, right? You just see very little upside for me in terms of value to where I'd want to flip him for more. And that's kind of the problem for me with taking Pittman right now. I like to take guys that I think have room to go up, and then you can flip them for more if you want to.
You don't think Pittman's
or at least
got
increase
room
in value?
Man, I think Pittman's got a ton of room to go up, man.
I think he has room from a production standpoint, but I don't know if people are going to value him as a top, like, where did he go as wide receiver? In the top 10 almost, right? I don't know if people are going to value him as a top 10 guy.
I think he's being valued pretty high, man. The last I saw, I know it was definitely like top 15. So,
yeah,
he smashes with Matt Ryan this year. We could be flip flopping him and DJ Moore. Flip flopping him and
He's ahead of DJ Moore, right? Way ahead of DJ Moore, right? He's already ahead of DJ Moore. I think the only guy who could maybe pass him, he could pass, is Waddle. I think Waddle could definitely come down a little bit, knowing that Tyreek's there. He's still valued very high, but I think he's a guy to come down. And then Deebo is another guy I think could come down a little bit. But, I mean, are you really taking Pittman over A.J. Brown? No. I don't know, man. I love A.J. Brown. I think he's just so talented. I don't think Pittman's quite there, but that's my concern with him is the value ceiling from a fantasy standpoint. But I think the production could definitely be there.
All right. So we saw Hollywood, Kamara, Keenan, Godwin, a bunch of running backs, Gibson, Akers, Henry, A.J. Dillon, Tom Brady, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, Tua, Kenneth Walker, and J-Mo come off of the board. We have no wide receivers on our team, Jay. I think we need to take a look. Let's look at the receivers that we have. Garrett, Treylon, Evans, Coop, Bateman, Elijah, Sutton, Olave, Nuke, Mooney, Amon-Ra.
I really want Aaron Jones right there, man. I really want it. Like, it's probably still a little high, but he'll go off the board. You look at Montgomery, Zeke, Elijah Mitchell, Clyde, Josh Jacobs. Like, Oh man, I like Aaron Jones this year.
I don't know if that's high. He would be RB 19 off the board, fifth round with this build. Najee, Aaron Jones, Hurts, Lance, Kittle. It's pretty competitive, man. Would you take?
So if you were to go wide receiver, I'm not taking a rookie. I would take Mike Evans. That's, you know, maybe you want to go Bateman, Sutton. I just love Mike Evans for this season. It's so hard not to take him. I could see you maybe talk me into Bateman, probably not talking me into Sutton, but I think I'd rather go Jones, and then maybe we can come back with a Bateman, a Sutton, a Mooney. You know, we could even maybe even take Ayuk, who's a little higher than I want to take him right now. But if you want to go, like, we could have a Lance, Ayuk, Kittle stack on our roster, which would be pretty good. I think I just want to see what comes back. I mean, there's enough guys here.
They said I have no.
I only want one.
Cody said, you got to go. You have to have wide receiver on your roster before you take another running back in a modified zero RB. So you said Mike Evans. I would say Rashad Bateman with our young. I would say Bateman. He is the one. Evans is the one. The quarterback is much better, much better in Tom Brady. But I would take the 7-year discount, 6.5-year discount on Rashad Bateman's age. It's still dynasty. He's the one. I think he's in for a really big season. Maybe not as much touchdown upside as Mike Evans, but long term, I think I'd rather have Rashad Bateman than Mike Evans.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I mean, I'll say this: I don't feel good about him as my wide receiver one on this team. That's, I would feel so a
like,
lot better.
Like, so this is where, if it was me, right, and I'd ask you this question, Ray, because I think there's a really good chance. Would you rather have Mike Evans and Cortland Sutton or Bateman and Cortland Sutton? And I think you could get
Evans and Sutton.
Potentially Bateman. And, I think you could get Evans and Sutton potentially. And I think that's where I'm like, right, those two guys could both be ones and pretty damn good.
Maybe Bateman to come back. Let's do Mike Evans. Let's see what happens. Maybe. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. It'd be nice if we can get Evans and then double back with Bateman in the six. We'll see. You know, DLF's got to think through it, right? All right, no Bateman, Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones, Mac Jones, Treylon, Zeke, Mike Williams. We got six picks, and we got them. Garrett Wilson.
Did they both come back?
Michael Thomas. Yes, they both came back to us. Now we can make the decision, right? Would you rather have Rashad Bateman or Cortland Sutton now?
I'd take Bateman because, again, okay, you're getting a bona fide one, and got you it. Already have your actual in. One in Mike Evans, right?
Good call, Jay Rich. I like it. Evans and Bateman. I love it. This probably favorite team we've drafted so far. Really liking this squad.
For sure.
Bateman, Cooper, and there goes Cortland Sutton. So we don't even get Sutton.
Yeah.
Elijah Moore gone. Christian Watson gone. Hockenson, David Montgomery, Josh Jacobs, Zach Wilson, Darren Waller, Derek Carr, MT, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, Elijah Mitchell, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, James Cook. Damn it. Kind of wanted some James Cook.
Oh, man.
CEH and Nuke Hopkins off of the board. Now, Jay, let's see what's going on at running back, right? Let's just see. Miles Sanders, James Conner, Kareem Hunt, Rashad White.
James Conner would probably be the pick, right?
James Conner would probably be the pick.
Production.
But look at the receivers, man. You got A-Rod,
Olave, man.
St. Brown.
Like, happy birthday, Chris Olave, by the way.
Is it his birthday today?
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday. Yeah, look at it, 22. Happy birthday.
Chris Olave over Darnell Mooney. Ooh, that's...
I don't know. All right, Jay, what are we
doing?
You
can talk me into it, stuff. So do you want to take a running back here? Do you think the cliff is too steep that you'd have to take one? You know I love Mooney. I'd love to take Mooney here. We could take A-Rob as well, obviously. Another guy that we both really, really like. Cooks is there, another guy we both really, really like. I think running back, I'm looking at Connor, and I don't know who's there after that. So I'm not so sure if I want to go anybody else. And so for RB2, I wouldn't mind going Connor there and seeing what wide receiver comes back, because there is, you know, 3-4 guys I am pretty happy with if we get them.
Our team, Hurts, Lance, Najee, Evans, Bateman, Kittle. I don't mind.
Is there a third QB there we could take? Probably not, right?
Let's look.
In case we want to take a look.
Kenny Pickett, Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz.
We could wait. We could wait. So how do you feel about that RB cliff right now? You know, I don't think we're very in on Miles Sanders. We like James Conner this season. Kareem Hunt is fine.
I kind of want to wait, honestly. I kind of want to wait. Okay. Kind of want to wait. Okay. We can go get Seattle's RB1 Rashad Penny later, right? All right,
so what receiver do you want?
Olave or A-Rob? Where are we going?
Make the pick, Ray. I think A-Rob could come back. I think Cooks could come back.
Mooney.
Mooney, Mooney. I think is coming back.
I went Mooney.
Mooney ain't coming back.
I went Mooney.
We are.
I went Mooney.
As much as we hype Mooney, he still look won't go at up that. In ADP.
Holy hell. Mooney, Schultz, Renfro, Olave, Ayuk, Lazard, St. Brown, all off the board. A-Rob, Juju, damn, James Conner. Miles Sanders, Ertz, and Goddard. Good call taking Mooney. He would not have come back to us. Wide receiver room looks good. All right. All right, Jay. We got... Okay. Quarterbacks, Pickett, Winston, Matt Ryan, running backs. I think we got to go running back now. I kind of like Damian Harris, man. I kind of like... He's going to be the guy this year.
Oh,
Let me just give you my case for Damian Harris. Let me just... Quick case for Damian Harris. I think he's going to follow along the James Conner path, right? I don't believe New England's going to re-sign him. He's only 25 years old, just turned 25 in February, I believe. Yeah, 25 and 3. So he'll be going into his age. He'll play all of next season at 26. I think he's going to get like a 2-year deal, 3-year deal, somewhere other than New England to be the starting running back elsewhere after his time in New England is up. 25, we know what you're going to get out of him this year. I think he's going to be the primary ball carrier in New England. Touchdown upside. I mean, who else would you take over him? Pollard? Maybe Tony Pollard? But I think Harris is, yeah, I think so, his trajectory is James Conner.
Yeah, I do like Tony Pollard a lot more. And okay. To your point, they had similar yardage output. So they both had about just over 1,000 yards, total yards last season. Now, obviously, Pollard did more through the air and with receptions. But to your point, Harris did have 15 touchdowns. Is he going to have 15 touchdowns again? Maybe. Like, that's the part that I don't honestly want to buy a guy because of touchdowns. I want to buy him because of talent and what I like from the situation. I'd be fine with it. You know, I don't hate it, but you could talk me into it. If you want to take
who's
Damian
the
Harris,
rhino,
fine,
Joe?
So
who's,
gross.
Who's the rhino? Who's the rhino? I feel like it's Ramondre, but I'm not sure. I want to know who probably. She's. I wonder if it's Damian Harris. Who's Joe? Hurry up. Tell us who the rhino is, Joe. Still got some decent younger running backs to go from, but we got to go RB here. We can go Tony Pollard. I'm fine with it. Kareem Hunt, I'm just not investing in a 27-year-old running back. I can't do it, man. I look, we've been talking about this a lot, Jay.
Ramondre.
Oh, Ramondre is the rhino. Okay, Ramondre the rhino Stevenson. He's good. All right, we'll get Ramondre really later. Let's go Tony Pollard. We all wanted right. James Cook. Let's go Tony Pollard. Najee Harris and Tony Pollard. Let's see if the rhino can make it back to us, because I'd be fine with Ramondre on the way back. We went Pollard. Where are we at? Kenny Pickett, Rashad White, Freiermuth, Gallup, Claypool, top 3 wide receiver in the NFL. Jameis Winston, Brandon Cooks, just disrespected every year. Damn near 9th round pick. Wandell, Jahan Dotson, Damian Pierce. We see some rookies come off the board. Gesicki, Fant, Njoku, and your boy John Mechie. We're back up at the 908 spot, and everybody that I liked and everybody that I wanted is still there. All the running backs, Kareem Hunt still there, Damian Harris still there, Ramondre Stevenson still there. All those running backs are there. All those running backs are there. Hunt will be 27. Kareem Hunt is 26 and 8. He will be 27 this year. Not investing in a 27-year-old running back. I don't want it, man. I just don't. If I have him, great. I'm going to play him. But I'm not taking him over some of the younger cats. Just can't do that, man. This is an interesting one because myself, along with Hayden Winks, I don't think Michael Carter is dead in New York, Jay. I don't. Tell me, I don't. It's Breece Hall. He's going to be the primary ball carrier. I don't think Michael Carter is dead in New York. I think he's going to, the NFL is just transitioning again. Some of the stuff I'll be doing with the Draft Network, just talking about what teams are doing. Using 2 running backs, right? Multiple back system. I think Carter still has. I think he's going to be okay. I don't think he's dead, but I'm not advocating for taking Carter here either. Let's just look at the quarterback room real quick because we only have 2. Jay, we've only got 2. Could I interest you in some 37-year-old Matt Ryan, or are you just like screw this at this point? I'd rather just take Baker Mayfield like 4 rounds later.
You could talk me into Matt Ryan. I mean, I don't dislike Matt Ryan. He'll be a usable quarterback. He's probably the best quarterback on the board right now, right?
Easy.
You know, we don't love Wentz, and Ryan's pretty damn good, right? So I don't hate it. I think it's fine. You know, do you want to go second tight end? Is your boy Cole Kmet there?
Hey, Marlon, stop. if y'all didn't see the verses from this past weekend, old Ray J, that voice was bad. Just gotta, you gotta look it up. Stop it, Marlon. He ain't that dead. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, do you want to go next tight end there, a second tight end? Because obviously we're leaning pretty heavily on tight ends now with Kittle there. So if anything happens to Kittle, we're kind of in trouble. So your boy Cole Kmet is there. You see Hunter Henry, Dawson Knox, Albert O. I don't hate it. It is a tight end premium, at which point, you know, I don't mind a Kmet because he's going to get the volume, right? We've talked about that a lot. Dawson Knox, lots of touchdown upside there. Albert O potentially could be a big target. I don't know if there's any wide receivers that you want there, but I don't mind tight end or running back, it looks like, based on the boards we're seeing right now. You know, you see Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, George Pickens, Tyler Lockett, Adam Thielen, Calvin Ridley. Yeah, interesting.
You know,
not playing this season, but should be pretty damn good.
Jay, every time we do this, you know what? You can just find receivers. Every time we do these exercises, it's just like we're here in the, what, ninth round, and you can get starting wide receiver Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Tyler Lockett. Yeah. Like there are just so many of them. Robert Woods, DJ Chark, Jacoby Myers, Russell Gage. Like you could build a wide receiver room out of the guys on this page alone. Like you wouldn't feel great about it, but you've got starting wide receiver, starting wide receiver, starting wide receiver, starting wide receiver. It's just deep, man. You just need to lock up your quarterbacks, lock up your running backs. Like, the more we do this, I don't think I would ever take a wide receiver in round one of a dynasty startup draft, man. Like, I just...
very difficult to overcome a build standpoint.
And Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are incredible. There's no doubt. They're the best two wide receivers in football. And I just, every time we do this, I'm like, why would I do that in round one? You know what I mean? Like, why? I don't think I could do it.
I think I take your boy Damian Harris here. I think I'm fine with it. Is he still there?
He's here.
Take him, man. Take him. He'll be our third running back. I like that spot. We can rotate between him and Pollard.
Add Damian Harris to the team, man. Add Damian to the team. Was it a little too early for Kmet? I was going to take Kmet. Look at all the damn running backs that went off the board. Harris, Patterson, Spiller, Singletary. There goes our boy Matt Ryan. At least we're having the right conversations per the computer. Kareem Hunt, Lockett, Gabe Davis, Justin Ross, Dawson Knox, Christian Kirk, and Adam Thielen. The Rhino was still there. We could have went a different direction and gotten Ramondre. This is the last pick that we're going to make for this exercise. We're not doing fucking 20 picks in this thing. But with the build of the team, we only have two quarterbacks. We only have one tight end. We've got three running backs. What'd you say?
Cole Kmet.
That's where I was going. Tight end premium. Let's give us some Cole Kmet. And let's just analyze and assess what we've got here and how good you feel about this team. Yeah, I'm looking at it, man. Hurts and Lance, that's pretty
solid.
Good. That's pretty good start, right? Najee Harris, Tony Pollard, Damian Harris, modified zero RB. We took Najee in the first. As we look back through this, we could have taken Dak here and still ended up with Javonta Williams in the second, right? Like, we still could have done that. Okay. All right. I like the team. I like the team, man.
I think it's a good team. It's a good build. It's balanced. We have lots of talent at all the positions. I think it's good. I think, like I talked about it earlier, it's just that boom-bust nature that I view for these quarterbacks is tough. That part is tough for me, is knowing I love them both, supreme talents, but if we're talking about just range of outcomes, could be fucking anything for both of them every single week. And that's kind of the problem with having both those guys. There's very little security from that standpoint. And
Joe hit the nail on the head. Listen, Breece Hall is 100% talented enough to relegate Michael Carter obsolete, right? But Carter is talented. He's a good pass-catching running back. He's a good pass blocker. And again, just NFL teams utilizing specialists in different roles. Like, that's just what they do, man. That should be common knowledge, right? Like, I don't think they're going to turn around this season and give Breece Hall 350 touches. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's a smart investment for a young, talented running back. Protect him, keep him safe. Don't wear him into the ground. One of the fears with Najee Harris. Jay, I like the team, man. I think it was a solid team that we put together, bro. Like, I really do. Hurts, Lance, Najee, Pollard, Harris, Evans, Bateman, Mooney, Kittle, Kmet. Like, even if we would have went five more rounds, like, just for the exercise, I think the core was solidified. It's a good team we did. Probably one of the better teams that we put together. Shout out DLF, man. Good job, DLF. This is a good mock draft tool. No one's complaining in the chat about how crappy it is. Pretty solid, right? Pretty solid. All right. Yep. Jay, we got a couple of super chats real quick. Let's get to it real quick. Marlin, if y'all want to do a startup Superflex Dynasty mock draft with IDP, I won't complain.
I'll complain though. So
Jade knows nothing about IDP, and I'm very novice in that space. So I doubt we can do that on here, Marlon, but you're part of the Discord, man. We'll get one popping for you, big dog. Let's see. We got another one right here, Jay. 12 team Superflex win now team. Here goes a trade. Send Zeke and a third for CEH and Wentz.
Nope. I'm not doing that.
I didn't even read the rest of the question.
He's saying his only QBs are Lamar and Burrow. And yeah, if your only QBs are Lamar and Burrow, that's you need those guys to win. And so I don't think trading for a third quarterback makes sense. Roll with Zeke. You need more if you have an injury to one of those running backs. I'd be 100%. If you're competitive, you have to ride.
What he said was, my starters are Etienne and Najee. Is it time to send Zeke before holding the bag? You're already holding the bag. If you got Zeke right now, the bag is secured, the bag is held, and I would not. You just got to ride it out at this point, man. Like, this is a move that I 100% would not. I'll say this: if you're gonna make this move, I'm damn sure not making it on June 27th. Like, I'm not making this move today. Yeah. He is healthy for now. I'd wait. I'm not sending Zeke and a third for Wentz and Clyde. Can't do it, Jay. Cannot do it. Nope. Can't do it. There we go. Josh said that was a pretty realistic mock. I liked it. Yeah, shout out DLF.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. Real quick, before we get out of here, Jay, our boy, old Mike, the McNutted.
Oh, no.
4D Dynasty Chess is setting the Twitter world on fire. Have you seen the Teardown King and some of the teardowns he's made? I'll just say this. My preferred dynasty format is best ball. I love dynasty best ball. Are you a fan of it, Jay?
Dude, I hate setting lineups, man. Every Sunday, it's a chore. I don't like it. Give me all the best ball I can handle. It's way more fun for me that way. I like lineup leagues, but I can only have so many of them. So for me, new best ball leagues is the way to go. And I love it, man. It's really, really fun. And I would highly suggest anyone who's not in one to join one, because it's like being in best ball, but you have the dynasty aspect of it. So for everyone doing those drafts every offseason, and just do it and make it dynasty, man. It's more fun. And you can still build your team, trade, waivers. Set a lineup.
Yep. I love it. I just asked you, did you like it? We got it. We know what best ball is. I just wanted to ask, did you like it? Yes, you do.
Love it.
Mike has made some trades. I don't think people out here fully understand how to win and he's made some trades where he's tiered down off of some top players like a Kyle Pitts and, you know, trading Pitts and Smitty and getting back Jacobs, McLaurin, Zach Ertz. All I'll say is continue to follow that journey, because while in a lineup league, you 100% need the studs. And even in best ball, you want those guys. If you can have a Jonathan Taylor or Justin Jefferson, you want those guys. But it's about combinations and how many times you need players to hit in a 17-week season, 16-week season. And the more scoring options you have, the better you can position your team to avoid zeros or low-scoring outputs. He's taking a lot of heat, man, on Twitter, and I just got to defend him, Jay. That's my guy, right? He's under our goddamn network. I got to defend my guy. I know a lot of people look at the names and say, oh, those were bad deals. I'll just say, if you aren't as in tune with the best ball philosophy and strategy, you need the accumulation of points, man. You need multiple combinations of points on a week-to-week basis, and instead of betting on or banking on your superstar to hit 16, 17 straight weeks or 10 out of 17 or 11 out of 7. When you've got multiple assets to score you points, you only need them to be good a couple of times throughout the season to get you the points that you need in order to win. Just continue to pay attention. I know he's going to put out a show under DD this Friday with some data, with some strategy behind it. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned, because he knows what he's doing. Trust me. I know it seems gross on the front end, but if you're not doing it, make sure you tap in. So tap into Mike and Adam. Tap into Gene and Ike on Off the Line. Make sure you tap into us and Wake Up. What do we got going down tomorrow? Some Fantasy Stock X? Looking at some, not tomorrow, Wednesday. But Wednesday. Some players and shit like that, Jay?
Yeah, we'll do the fantasy StockX, and then we'll do the wide receiver props on Friday. And a bunch of people are talking in the comments about Toronto. If you want to come to Toronto, just make sure you got a lot of money. People were asking about the gas prices. It's $2 a liter here, so do that conversion.
I don't even...
That's $2. That's about
how many liters in a gallon?
$7 a gallon. It's 3.6. Yeah, man, it's pricey. It's even with that Canadian to USD conversion, it's expensive. So make sure you got at least $1 million if you want to come live out here, because it is it's a lot. It's a lot.
And
this podcast in life
Jay Rich,
is not
Canada,
cutting it right now.
Jay Rich is a real estate agent, so holler at Jay and he can sell you a $10 million house in Canada.
Easily.
And real quick, Jay, are you posting he said y'all.
I will be posting MLB and take the Red Sox team total over 3.5 because they are going to smack Kevin Gosman today.
Did we have a Stanley Cup winner? I'm just wondering for the hockey
fans.
Yeah,
Colorado won the Stanley Cup yesterday.
There you go, Colorado.
Shout out the Avalanche. They won. They
Stanley
did it.
Stanley Cup and legalized marijuana in the state. What a goddamn day for Colorado, man. We appreciate y'all tapping in bright and early on this money. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the thumbs up button. Comment for the algorithm. Y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. We out. Peace.